Welcome back to Quick Words, the bite-sized review show for your bite-sized lifestyle. My name is Wes Young. I'm the host of In My Own Words, and Quick Words is the quicker, shorter, like I said, bite-sized version of our original show. Now, this episode, we're going to do a quick compare and contrast of two similar series that can really get you in that spooky mood. And I know what you're thinking, Wes, it's February. Why would I care about being in a spooky mood? Because you don't care about convention. You just want to know, what scary television shows can I watch while my significant other is away? And I'll tell you how to get you right in that mood to cower under your covers in fear of the bizarre and the disturbing. Now, these shows are quite different. One show, of course, handles the more disturbing and sometimes even terrifying content far better than the other does. However, both are very evocative with this emotion. So we will be comparing the Netflix surprise hit of 2020, Ju-on Origins, with a rather older show, American Horror Story. Now, I am only going to be covering season 2 of American Horror Story. Quite frankly, because it's the best. And if you disagree with me, send me an email and I'll tell you why you are wrong. Season 2, Asylum of American Horror Story, is a tight, well-written season, and it actually hits every beat right. American Horror Story has a lot of problems with its production, with its writing, with its casting. However, sometimes you get these rare jewels. Season 2 was that rare jewel. The entire season was not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but Season 2 is about the best you're going to get. Now, let's dive in. First, I like to begin with the positives, a little positive sandwich. Ju-on Origins, far, far superior in the suspense category. Now, this is where I guess I got to get into what these shows are about. Now, I'm not going to give away too much, but Ju-on Origins is a remake, retelling of the Grudge series. And if you're unfamiliar with that series of films, it originated in Japan with a film of the same name. And it follows this house that has a malevolent spirit in it, brought about by horrific, violent abuse of someone in the house. And that curse that is created through that horrible action is spread through everyone that enters that home. And then those people will leave that home and spread the evil curse elsewhere in their lives. And you can see the characters throughout the television show. They get filled with rage and greed, and they're obsessed with getting vengeance, and violence seems to permeate every decision that they make, and that follows the themes within the film. Now, one key aspect here is that there's a lot of time jumping with the Ju-on series, which happens in the movies also. Sometimes you're watching something from the 80s, sometimes something from the 90s, and then sometimes something from the late 2000s. And American Horror Story does something similar. This is where they handle a similar type of trope, where they jump around in time. Now, returning back to what I said originally on my first point, suspense, Ju-on Origins is a much slower burn. And when you watch the first episode, you might think, well, this isn't that scary, it's not very fast paced, but as it builds, you find yourself really, really wanting to see what happens. And it grows inside you, similar to the malignant, hate-filled curse. You have to see what happens, even though you know it cannot end well. American Horror Story Asylum decides to trade in suspense for shock. Instead of focusing on building a slow burn, American Horror Story Asylum immediately grips you with the flashy lights and the quick shotgun editing style American Horror Story is known for. And each episode builds to its own conclusion, though it is a part of a bigger story. It's kind of like riding a roller coaster with a bunch of hills. Yes, it's exciting, but by the end of it, you're kind of exhausted. You see, the shock value is powerful when done well, and I can tell you there is one scene that shows a woman who is kidnapped climbing a stairwell at a children's play park. Now, if you know the season well, you know the exact clip I'm referencing, and you know why it is so striking. This is where American Horror Story shines. You see, American Horror Story's visuals have always been powerful. And I would say, 80% of their seasons have had very striking, powerful visuals. And that's why their marketing is so on point, because you don't have to tell a story. You just have to make people want to watch it. And their visuals are so upsetting, so poignant. You can close your eyes and picture a poster from that show, and it can creep you out. That's where they shine. Whereas Ju-on Origins, though it does have striking visuals, and I would say the color and cinematography are superior, I can't really close my eyes and imagine a clip or a scene from that show. It doesn't stick, and it doesn't make as much of an impression. I remember the feeling that the show gave me, and I remember being upset but intrigued. However, I don't feel that upset and intriguing feeling with American Horror Story. I simply remember the visuals. Because generally, that's where that show likes to lie. And I guess I should, at this point, explain more of my original harsh criticisms of the show. You see, American Horror Story is an anthology series, in that each season takes place in its own universe. And of course, there's this really contrived, forced idea that it all takes place in the same universe. And you watch one of those later seasons, it's like Apocalypse, which I'm not going to lie, is one of the worst 4 hours I spent watching a television show was watching American Horror Story Apocalypse, really trying to get into it, really, really trying. And it was dreadful. You see, sometimes American Horror Story likes to shoot for the moon, thinking they're going to knock it out of the park, and they put all of their eggs in one big basket. And they think if they do X or they do Y, it's going to blow their audience away, and it'll make up for some of the shortcomings that they have. Particularly in the casting of certain characters. Now, I will say, American Horror Story has one of the best recurring casts of an anthology series. They're incredibly talented individuals who dive into their characters and do a phenomenal job. However, all of that being said, sometimes other actors could have been a very good choice. American Horror Story Asylum is on point. Every actor is cast perfectly, and it sets the tone really well. When you are in the setting, when you're in the asylum in the 60s, not in the present time, it feels real. The characters actually feel genuine, which is something a lot of American Horror Story does struggle with. Often their characters feel very cardboard. And I should address the elephant in the room. Season 1 is its own thing. It doesn't have the same shortcomings that other seasons of American Horror Story do, because I think it was a genuinely new idea at the time. And they tried to recreate that with Asylum by having it so disconnected. And then after Season 2, for whatever reason, they decided to build a wider world of lore. And that is when the show really started to kind of fall off the rails. And I know there are a lot of fans of this show out there, but all I have to say is you don't hear people walking around talking about American Horror Story Roanoke, how it was super disturbing and scared them. You don't hear that. Now, enough of me grinding this axe about a series that I thought would be great and let me down. Let's get back to what's good. You see, Ju-on has excellent characters, and their casting is on point. You can tell each character is unique and individual and has their own lives outside of what's going on in the television show. They're not generated just for this story. They're real people, and they have experiences that they bring into what's going on camera. And you can tell it disturbs them in the horror aspects, of course, disturb them in a much more personal way, because that's the point of The Grudge. You see, the curse that infects people, it seems to find that one little weak spot and it just pokes it. It finds that one wound that we all have, neglect from a family member or a terrible relationship in our past. It finds that wound, and that's where it torments its victims. And you really see that come to fruition by watching Ju-on Origins. I would say that both series do, for the most part, I'll get to why, both series make good use of the time skipping, jumping back and forth to create a wider tale. They both do a very good job at that, because a lot of the individual characters have their own horrific storyline in American Horror Story. And it all has to climax in one big way. There's one area in which it was not used as good as it could have been. And that would be with, for whatever reason, Adam Levine had to be in American Horror Story Asylum. He had to play some modern guy getting with his love interest. Neither characters are named, and that's just how the series opens, and they run into the abandoned asylum, and of course there's spooky things in there that scare them. Now, that is a waste. That is a waste of a character. That is a waste of a cameo. I don't understand why, except for the fact that there was a weird time period in American pop culture where Adam Levine would do anything as long as he got to get with his love interest on camera, and it was a weird time period. And though we are all incredibly thankful for the great Adam Levine's contribution to pop culture, I don't really see how it fits in the greater story very well, but that's just me. Now, Ju-on, I would say, succeeds better because part of the curse calls for the time skipping, calls for the timelines blending, and some interesting but confusing, not time travel, but similar to time travel, incidents happen. American Horror Story Asylum doesn't have a real reason for it, except as an interesting narrative. So that's kind of the shortcomings of American Horror Story. However, I would say they both do it very well. Now, here's the key. Should you watch these shows? You've heard me rant about American Horror Story, and you've heard me brag on Ju-on Origins. Yes, absolutely, both of them you should watch. I would highly suggest watching American Horror Story Season 2 Asylum. I watched it when it was on Netflix. I'm not totally sure. I think it's on Hulu now. Ju-on Origins is currently on Netflix, and it's looking like it will get a Season 2. So you're going to want to catch Season 2, and you're going to want to understand what's going on. And it is a little bit confusing, and there are subtitles, so some of you babies are going to have to grow up and learn to read. Now, American Horror Story Season 2, easily the best. If you want further, I guess, good seasons, Freak Show is pretty good. Hotel is okay. I wouldn't say it's one of their best, but it's visually the most striking. If you're a big Lady Gaga fan, she's a vampire in Hotel, so, you know, she's just Lady Gaga, basically. And Season 1, if you kind of just want a clean story, you don't have to think much, it's all right, but I will tell you that Season 1's ending is a letdown, so don't get your hopes up. And Season 2 of American Horror Story Asylum has two or three really baller moments in it that are awesome and some of the most impactful moments of television I've ever seen. So it's definitely worth a watch. Do not watch Coven, and most certainly do not watch Apocalypse. Those are terrible seasons of television that should never have been made. Again, you can email me your wrong opinions if they're contrary to mine. imowpodcast@gmail.com. My name is Wes Young. This has been Quick Words. Have a good weekend.